Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. And don't forget this weekend as the Run to the Roses is on at the Kentucky Derby. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing an NFL draft recap in 2022 of the Dallas Cowboys, America's team. So if you enjoy this video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We get live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. We got clips of our shows at Instagram at 100th Football. And, of course, our podcast with the best football content available each and every single day thanks to the Believe Podcast Network on any and every major and minor podcast streaming platforms. Please go there and leave us a review. But let's get into it, right? These Dallas Cowboys, let's talk about their draft picks, who they got, and my draft grade, what I'm going to give them at the end of it. So, first, in the 24th selection overall in the first round, the Cowboys got Tyler Smith, offensive lineman, out of Tulsa University. Now, if you watched my video last week, you'll know that I picked Tyler Smith as my most overrated prospect coming into this draft. Personally, I felt that he was a second-round talent at best, and that is due to his very turnover-heavy, very penalty-heavy just way of style. Now, he does have that mean and aggressive streak, which I do enjoy, but he does have to channel that. He has to figure out when to be more aggressive, when is his hand placement. He was the most penalized player offensive lineman last year, so he needs to really get that in control if he wants to amount to a first round pick grade. But overall, I was not very thrilled with this selection. It does fill their roster slot. He will be pretty much a starting tackle in the for the Cowboys this upcoming season. A tremendous run blocker, don't get me wrong, a great run blocker, still needs to work on the passing game a little bit, but overall I wasn't too thrilled about this pick to start things off. Then we're going to pick 56. We have Ole Miss edge rusher Sam Williams. Sam Williams, I enjoy. I talk about him. He's a very solid player as well. Very good at pass rushing. Had 12 and a half sacks in his career, right? He looked very good. And I think that he is going to be someone who Dallas desperately needs to have a great season off the bat. I know Dan Quinn's going to have a field day with him. I think that this pick, I enjoyed this pick a little bit more than the Tyler Smith selection. So we'll see how Sam Williams can do. But I have pretty high expectations for him. I think the Cowboys got a good pick here. I trust him to be a good talent. Then they hit a very good pick again in pick 88. They went to South Alabama with wide receiver Jalen Tolbert. I know we've also covered Mr. Tolbert on the show as well. Small school, yes, but he was the 2021 Sun Belt Offensive Player of the Year. Had 82 catches for 1,474 yards and 8 scores this past year. Is going to be in there, right? They got rid of Amari Cooper, and he will slide right into that wide receiving role, probably as a wide receiver 3. And I think that he is going to have a very good start to his career, right? Because, I mean, if both the other main two receivers are going to be covered, then Tolbert's going to be right in there to slide right in, and it gets a good amount of catches and potentially some touchdowns. So I like the pick. Then we got to wait a little bit, right? We were at a pick 88. Then we got to pick 129 with Wisconsin tight end Jake Ferguson. So Ferguson is a solid pick, right? A good red zone target, a versatile player, right? He was also lined up at many other positions on the field for Wisconsin, such as slot receiver as well as a fullback. So he is going to be in probably some trick plays. Don't be surprised there. Last year caught 46 catches for 450 yards and 3 scores. So nothing too crazy, but look out for him in the short yard situation. He has potential to be a good run blocker too, which Dallas desperately needs. Blocking skills aren't quite up to par with maybe some of the best in the league or some of the other ones in the draft, but he is going to be a good backup to Dalton Schultz. So I think he will probably be the man to replace him at the end of the day in a couple of seasons. Then we go pick 155 out of North Dakota. We got offensive tackle Matt Wiletzko. Like I said, we're getting later into the draft. Wiletzko will be a backup, I believe. But he is a massive can't-miss prospect, right? 6'8", 312 pounds, and a very good athlete for someone that size as well. I think that his intangibles are there, and he's got a ton of potential. You just got to be able to work with him and develop him. So I think that he has a very high upside for someone they will snag late in the draft. Then we got pick 167 with Fresno State cornerback Deron Bland. So, like I said, Dallas needs to address the cornerback situation. It doesn't hurt to have some more depth on their show, for America, right? And Bland's not a bad player at all, right? I think that he got 2 interceptions, 5 pass breakups, a versatile, lengthy, long player. And like I said, he's going to be a backup, but you always got to have some depth in your cornerback room in case of injuries and whatnot. So I like the pick here. Pretty solid, but nothing too crazy. And then we're getting near the end here, just a handful of selections more. Pick 176, we have Damone Clark, the linebacker out of LSU in the 5th round. I think that the Cowboys got a really good selection here with a late-round pick. I think that he fell because he did miss all of last season with a back injury. So as long as he has recovered from that, he has a chance to come back in this season. And, you know, I think that after missing some time with that back injury, he's going to miss it. Coming in 2023, they're hoping that he can produce. He's got good speed. He's good at getting to the ball carry. He's explosive. And, you know, I mean, this is another pick where if he was going to be healthier, right, and probably wasn't going to miss the majority of the season, I feel like he would have earlier, but it is what it is. And I think the Cowboys got a decent pick here overall. Then pick 178, we have Arkansas defensive tackle John Ridgeway. So Ridgeway is someone who is just a force of nature in the trenches, right? Uses his big size to use that power in his hands, his hips. He is a run stopper. That is what he's here to do. And the Cowboys needed some help on that last year, right? We all know what happened with the 49ers who were just run the ball over the place in that wild card game last year. So I like to pick here from the young man from Arkansas University. And then we have our final selection here, pick 193, Oklahoma State's linebacker, Devin Harper, final pick for the Cowboys. And like I said, he'll be there in 2022. And like I said, they double dipped at linebacker, right? They just got Clark, and now they're going to go with Devin Harper. And he's a good athlete, really good upside potentially. Going to have some more depth at that linebacking core now. Had 11 tackles for loss, 6 sacks, and a pass breakup last season at OK State. So I think that he's a solid pick, and he's going to be the one to fill in for the role that Damone Clark will be missing this year. So we'll see how he can do. But overall, my final draft grade I will give the Cowboys, I'll go with a C+ or a B-. I'm feeling some of the picks I feel they could have went with another way. But overall, not a bad draft overall. I wasn't a fan of the Tyler Smith pick. But on the other hand, I did enjoy them getting Ridgeway, Clark in the later rounds as potential steals. So I'll give them a B- for their draft grade. Like I said, some selections I would have went other ways, but we're all draft analysts in our own mind, so it is what it is. But overall, not a horrible draft for the Cowboys. They addressed the needs, and we will see how these young men can do in their football careers in the NFL. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. I've been your host today, Logan Land. If you enjoy this video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single day on Facebook and on YouTube. Check out the podcast at What Are Your Football, anywhere this podcast on any major or minor podcast streaming platform. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Tons of amazing podcasts, over 900 now, which is crazy. And also on Facebook and YouTube, we have over 1,000 videos you can listen to each and every single day and watch. Go over to our Instagram account at 100 Football to check out clips of our shows. And we have a brand new LinkedIn page. If you want to connect with us on a professional level, right, go over there. And you can also find links to where we are putting our podcast. So please go over to our LinkedIn page at 100s Football and be sure to connect with us over there. So I've been your host, Logan Letters, talking about the Dallas Cowboys 2022 draft recap. We will see you again on another live episode. But until then, be safe. We'll talk to you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.